That would be Madison, is Funky Town, right?
Yeah.
Smoke a joint. Unreal. Welcome back to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And what were we talking about when we ran out of time? We were talking about wages and inequality, or, you know, reconciliation, and how do we do that, right? So let's talk about that for a minute. And since Joe's on the line, we should probably see what he has to say.
Whoa.
You got a bird there, Joe?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
Not bad, Joe. Well,
excellent. Hey, you know, great topic, by the way. And you know what? 3,000 counties. There's a, 3,000 and some change is the amount of counties that we have in the United States. Approximately zero of them will allow you to make minimum wage and pay. You can't make it. And that's what's going on. And I think the Democrats have always, like, you know, it's one thing to bash Republicans. I get that. I love part of me loves roasting Republicans. But, some, you know, we've got this thing that where the Democrats, they can't, you know, there's a game. There's a kabuki theater being played by them. And one of them is on minimum wage. And you know what? If we're not reframing the minimum wage debate and taking it in a, you know, index it to rent or a housing payment, your health care, index it to your child care, your school, retirement. Most people, and in fact, in half of this, you know, this pandemic, half of the country had their entire savings wiped out. So the Democratic Party showing up soft and, you know, really kind of fake fighting and virtue signaling, and then putting down the fight. It's really pathetic. And so that's something that I wanted to see what you thought about, Mike.
Well, it doesn't take a mathematician to be able to add up what somebody makes at $7.25, $7.50 an hour, and then add up all their bills. I mean, it's obvious that people can't live with health insurance, food, shelter, transportation. They might have one or two, maybe three of those things. They can't cover it all. Nobody could. So to make up for it, what do? They work two, three jobs, you know, and none of the jobs will be full-time because then you might have to, you know, increase the wages or benefits. I mean, it's disturbing to me. There's an economic divide in this country as well, where people that are doing really well somehow feel that people that aren't doing well have some path out of there, or they should have done something different. Well, what did you do different to get to where you are? And why did you forget that you actually had a path to where you are today? And most people don't. And a lot of that is because we've created jobs that are just not, you know, 60% of the jobs created whatever since the 90s are low wage, you know, service jobs.
You know, one important thing to remember too, the majority of people that are working, making minimum wage or close to minimum wage right now are single mothers, and they're forced to go out and have a full-time job and a part-time job. But who's raising their kids, you know? So it takes mom away from their kids. You know, they might be in school, so maybe part of the time is covered there. But that time is lost, and that's something you can't make back. Now, if mom has a job making a livable wage, working a full-time job with insurance and, you know, at least $15 an hour. $15 an hour isn't a lot these days.
No.
That's only what, $33,500 a year, I
right.
believe.
Right. And, then, you know, we've been saying since, you know, I've been working on this, raising the minimum wage with people in different organizations, of course, it's disproportionately against people that aren't white as well. And I know a lot of these people. And I know a lot of them that have children. And it breaks my heart, you know, every time I think about them and what they're going through and what they were going through before the pandemic started. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize. There were people that were wiped out before the pandemic. And then what you did was you made all those low-wage workers, you called them essential workers, and you provide them no protections and no support at all. I mean, I'm speechless at times, you know, and it hurts. I mean, it should hurt people's souls.
You know, another way to look at it, too, is from a healthcare perspective. So you have someone who's working two jobs, barely making the bills, maybe has a family. Think about the stress. Think about the stress both mentally and physically, you know, on for some people that catches up to them. They have to go to the hospital. They have medical issues. So now there's more money spent that shouldn't have to be spent because they're not making enough money.
And of course, they, you know, they don't have a lot of money, so they're eating food that's less expensive. And of course, little, if any, nutritional value.
Yes.
And the Republicans know this. Yeah. They know this. They know that people, you know, suffer and die under the policies that they put in. They don't care. It really does bother me. I mean, so they didn't have any problems, the Republicans. The reconciliation for 43,000 millionaires to get 1.7 million each. And I want people to understand that that was done in 2017. And now if you're working and you don't make a lot of money, you're going to be paying a lot of money for those guys getting all that money. But by the time it gets to 2027, your taxes will have increased quite a bit, okay? And the people at the top, they will still get their cut. They don't have to pay any taxes. What's wrong with people in this country? I mean, we talk about an insurrection that took place. The insurrection should be against the poor abuse of massive abuse of government officials that are supposed to serve the people, right? So how's this reconciliation going to work? We got a caller?
Actually, Joe has a follow-up, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We'll break the rules, Joe. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. You know what? I just wanted to also say that there's some freak statistics out there of what we're actually dealing with. And we have four times the job losses that we experienced in 2009. Four times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this thing is way worse than we are giving it credit for. And, you know, that difference of, you know, job loss is something that we better start talking about in terms of, like, meeting climate change issues and jobs programs that, you know, are directed towards that. That's, I really wanted to weigh that. And one more statistic, too. You know, all this arguing for the $1,400 versus the $2,000 checks that we're seeing, it's a difference of $43 billion. We fart away $43 billion with just, you know, I mean, all these, the oil subsidies are that, you know. But so Joe Biden is kind of trimming his toenails on, you know, when we could be doing some big, you know, big movements and making sure, you know, that he is stepping up to the pump in a meaningful way and really, you know. So anyways, I wanted to throw that out there. And, man, I just appreciate what you're doing here, Mike and Jimmy. And just a big shout out to you guys, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
Shout out to you too, man.
Yeah, I still can't understand why, you know, look at how they're trying to determine who should get, you know, the next round of bailouts, right? And yet we saw in the first one, they had no problem giving it, you know, billions to mega churches, to people like Robin Voss, you know, where they say we got $150,000 to $350,000, which why can't you just put the amount on that, you know, I'm guessing he was closer to.
That was for the PPP loans you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There was.
I mean, who didn't know they were going to, I mean, I couldn't tell people and warn people on Facebook. I already got kicked off that month too. You know, for 30 days, I was like, oh my God, they're just going to raid the Treasury, man. And the Democrats didn't do anything to alert anybody on it. They knew that people were going to get money that didn't need or deserve it. And Robert Reich and Bernie Sanders, you know, pointed out that 43,000 millionaires, that could have been $1,800 some a month for people that were affected by COVID-19. But why did we have to give the, you know, Tom Brady, you know, $1 million so he could buy a yacht? I mean, seriously, and people wonder why I really wanted him to lose to Green Bay, and I really want him to lose this weekend, and he's really probably going to win because he is good. And he's a good-looking guy and everything, you know? It's like, Matt Damon could play him, you know, in the movie. Yeah, I think Matt Damon's a pretty good-looking guy, too, and pretty smart. And the best thing about Matt Damon is that he probably wouldn't take that role because he's much more progressive than that. Yeah. He wouldn't agree with that at all. Mm-hmm. Are we going to another break?
We got about 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no problem.
But I didn't miss the stop sign.
We still haven't. Nobody's hit the secret words yet. So maybe we'll try and give some hints.
Do they know what the secret word is?
No, they don't. That's why it's a secret word. If somebody mentions it.
Okay.
I mean, I screwed up. I had Robin Voss, right? That was my first choice. I thought that's too obvious. And then it came up without even talking about him. So
what you're saying is people have to read your mind. If they can successfully, they win a t-shirt.
Let's see, kind of think about Pizza Box Mike and what does he support and what does he think should happen to the minimum wage. We'll be back on Devil Radio 92.7.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be covering politics, all politics, from national to local, but from a Wisconsin perspective. This is open mic, no holds barred. You call in on any political subject.
If you can say to a judge, the Attorney General of the United States instructed all the U.S. attorneys to investigate for fraud, which itself was wrong, anti-democratic. The U.S. attorneys don't go on a witch hunt.
Listen to Matt Flynn Direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio. Gotta cut you
down. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., tune in for Ask the Builder and hear about projects that can be done to improve your space. Join me, Naomi Craw, and members of our team at Bachman Construction as we take calls from the community and share our family's three generations of experience.
Ask the Builder is Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM. And that's pretty cool.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now.
Check it out now. Last segment of this week's edition of Outside the Pizza Box. It went by fast.
It always goes by fast. I mean, I get here at 8:30 and I only feel like I've been here for an hour.
Wow. That's
that's radio. Radio's fun.
Right. And that's because you got to stay focused all the time, except for once in a while. But be sure to listen after today's show. It will be Native Roots Radio again. You want to listen to that. And then after that, of course, you want to listen to Rocker and Jimmy K doing Mad Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio at 6 p.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Why did I say mad? Am I angry today?
I don't know. Can I just plug that? Kelsey Miles is live in the Devil's Lair. She's performing live. Kelsey is awesome. So.
Wow. I will definitely try. Oh, wait. Yes, I could maybe do it. If you can get her on Facebook, I can, follow you because I'm going to be driving north after the show.
Okay.
I have to visit my friend. So anyway, yeah, we're down to the last segment. You say we've got a caller.
A Mary from Watosa is with us.
Welcome, Mary. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Pizza Box. I was calling in with a guess on your secret word, and would that be raising the minimum wage to 15 an hour?
Hey, you win. I was like, fight for 15, but yes, you win. And Dave from east side of Madison was so close. I thought he was going to say the magic word. $15, okay. Definitely. So very now good. don't go away after you're done, mm-hmm. because okay. Jimmy's got to get your information. and yeah. size and everything so we can send you a t-shirt.
Great. I wonder if I could share something, too.
Sure, yes.
Okay, so last night as I was burning the midnight oil on the web, I came across some rather ominous data, which I passed on to the legislator powers in the Wisconsin Assembly. And the source is, it's called Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. And unfortunately, it's predicting or projecting 3.6 million additional deaths globally by June 1st. And if the variant virus takes hold, it could be as high as 3.8 million. Really ominous. I hope that this is going to help them to do an about turn on the mask mandate.
Oh, Mary. I mean, I've been sick just, you know, the last few days watching and worried about, you know, the mutating, you know, COVID-19. And I knew this right from the beginning, that that was going to be something, you know, we were going to have to deal yeah. with. They always, you yeah. know, mutate. And they mutate even faster when you have, you know, a Trump administration that did absolutely nothing to resolve the problem. And I'm really happy to see that, you know, we're gonna build factories to manufacture with our own, you know, resources, gloves, so people can be safe, you know, that especially hospitals, I mean, and healthcare workers. And this is devastating. And it's going to get worse because people, I mean, I've relaxed a little bit. There's been a couple times where I haven't really thinking
Likewise.
That I'm in. And and all of a sudden you're like, wow, man.
Yeah, and we forget.
Oh.
When I look at the news, it brings it home to me.
Yes.
Tighten up.
No, you can't
go
against.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, it's a site that, you know, the medical profession takes note of and really goes by. So people might want to look that up on the web.
Oh, thank you for that, Mary. And thanks for
You're
listening.
Welcome.
And, yeah, you don't want to, you'd rather follow something like that than, say, Parler or QAnon, right? So stay on the line, Mary, because Jimmy Kay is going to get your information. You won yourself a T-shirt. Wonderful. I get one, too. But I told Crudy I'm not going to be cutting off my sleeves till summertime because it's winter right now. But that's what I do with my T-shirts. I just love them. So anyway, we're down to the last few minutes today. And so there's a clash that's happening right now in the Democratic Party. Not the Republican Party. They're pretty much unified around the Q Trumplican idea. But this battle between, you know, progressive Democrats, progressive organizations versus the establishment centrist Dems is happening right now. And I remember, you know, Matt Flynn has a show, right? 5 days a week. I love listening to him. And, you know, I keep hearing that clip that says, you know, this is a Democratic Party, not the socialist, not going to be attacked from the left. You better hope it gets attacked from the left, Matt, because it's been attacked from the right for decades. And that's where the problem is. You know, the attack came from the right. So the only way to fix that is to attack from the left. And I know people think that left sounds like a really aggressive thing, right? Man, I'm left-handed. It means I use the right side of my brain. Let's cut out the nonsense. There's right and there's wrong. And the Republicans have been wrong for a long, long time. And anybody that doesn't believe that we should have equality in this country, whether it's healthcare, wages, you know, housing, you're grossly mistaken. And life is going to get worse on this planet before it gets better. We're killing everything. I mean, we should be planting trees and prairies and bringing marshes and cleaning our water and air. And these are the infrastructure jobs that could replace all the bogus jobs that have been created, all the polluting jobs that we have. We got a real problem for the entire planet. And I really do love the Earth. I just get so much pleasure out of everything that's here. And watching it disappear is disturbing. I can't do anything about it by myself, right? And organizations need more and more people to join in, man. We could do this, right? We can do this. We can change the path that we're on. We have to. And I will give Biden credit for a lot of the things that, of course, he had to reverse the action of the Trump administration. Full stop, reverse, full steam ahead the other way. And that's where you'll run into me on the issues that, you know, people that are less fortunate than me shouldn't be I shouldn't have more advantages than other people just because what? I'm a white guy, or because I'm older, so I had some good years in there. I mean, anybody that's been born past, 1990, what a horrible place to be at this point compared to where I was in 1960. It doesn't make any sense because there is no critical thought coming from the Republican Party. None. Zero. Absolutely none. We've got all the evidence in Wisconsin. We've seen it in D.C. We see it in the coalition around, MTG. I think it's easier to say that than her name. I think most troubled girl. I don't know. She acts like she isn't an adult at all. I mean,
maybe we should start calling all people in Congress by their initials.
Yeah.
It could be more fun that way, maybe. I don't know.
Well, this insurrection that took place is all. So Trump's going to, the trial for Trump is going to begin, right? I did see where Trump appointed judge is allowing him more time to avoid turning his tax information in. The deadline was supposed to be, I guess, this Friday. Look at the tape, right, Lindsey Graham? Roll the tape. Take my words and use them. I mean, everything. You right down to the, Representative Mo Brooks saying, we're going to take names and kick some ass, and little Donnie Jr. acting like he was tough. We're going to fight, and Donald Trump saying we're going to go to the Capitol, but before that he says we're going to fight, and you got to fight, to keep your country or you won't have one. And these people are thinking they're losing their country, and they're telling people that that's why they were there. Oh, we got one call?
Should we just take him? Yeah, we'll just.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time here.
We'll go out on a limb to see who this is.
Yeah, who's on, man?
Hi, Devil Radio. Who's this?
This is Andy from Beaverdam.
Hey, Andy.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in big trouble now, that's for sure. But I'm just catching the tail end of you. But that chick down there in Georgia, I tell you, she's, no remorse, no sorrow or anything. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think she'd be kicked out of Congress, but she should certainly be curtailed because she is just not. I think Crudy said she was in what, the 18th district in Georgia or something. I don't know. I don't even know where that is. But
it's kind of hard to believe that we elected, a Jewish senator for the first time from there and a black senator the first time from there. And then this crackpot who, she is a crackpot.
Yeah.
Nothing short of that. Look, I'm glad they stripped her of the committees. And sure, she can brag about how she's going to run around and, push the Republican Party to the right as if they weren't too far right already, too far wrong, whatever. It just blows me away that people are still willing to vote for these clowns when everything they legislate is against your health, your safety. Whatever happened to safety first, take away the mask mandate, safety first.
Out of sight, man.
Hey, thanks for listening. You bet, Andy. We're down to the last minute of this show.
I can't believe Andy did get choked up in tears watching the quote-unquote apology.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't an apology. That was a reaffirmation of everything that she's done, and the Republicans said they're okay with it. So
I know one thing, Pizza Box. Yeah. Next time I get myself in trouble for saying something or doing something, my reply is going to be, I was led to believe.
Yes, I was allowed to believe.
I was allowed to believe.
That you should be listening next Saturday on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And we're out of here, man. Native Roots Radio coming up next. And Max Inc. Radio after that. We got it right this time. We're even now.
Have a good day, Pizza Box.
Yeah, you too.